The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Here it is, 9 minutes after 8. It's Friday morning, and I have an hour worth of open phone conversation and topics that I'd like to get to. And I have some things on my mind, whether to run by you. But I also want to make sure that you have the opportunity to call and get your take. Maybe you've wanted to talk about other things that we've had conversations about over the last week or two. This is a good time to do it. 770-563-3770-KMED. We'll have the Kim Komando digital update coming up here in just a moment, and then get to your calls. A couple of questions. Now, here it is. I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It's Find Your Phone Friday, but maybe the conspiracy holds over. Earthquake hits today in New York, 4.8. This is going to be breathless reporting now because this sort of stuff doesn't really happen all that often on the East Coast. Normally, it's we schlubs out west that have to put up with. So you know that this is going to be on full-scale alert right now. This is the conspiracy, though. The astrologers, I'm talking about astrologer types that we'll talk about, and they're looking at the eclipse coming in on Monday. The astrologers, I know, have made claims that you'll see Earth changes and things like that in connection with this, even before, in the lead-up to the eclipse on Monday. Do you think there's something going on there? Or did somebody order the earthquake? I don't know. We'll just have a little bit of fun, if you don't mind with that one. Captain Bill Simpson calling for, and a lot of other people calling for, the sediment to be removed from around the Klamath Dams. You're just going to have to dig it out. You're not going to be able to flush this stuff down there. Do you believe it will be done? Is this a possibility? Do you think that the state of California and Oregon might actually see enough of a problem that they would be willing to do this, in spite of the fact that it would be insanely expensive? Originally, the plan was to have dredged that all out because they just thought that was going to be a good thing to do, the best way to deal with this. And now they find out that there is a lot of toxicity in this sediment. No surprise. I mean, the second study that Bill was talking about made it pretty clear that that was the case. This is a known problem. We've been warning about the removal of these dams, not just because of the destruction of the infrastructure, but also what it would end up doing to the environment to be flushing this down the river. They would never permit you and me to do something like this on our own land if it was next to a river. Hey, you know, I got millions of tons of this stuff. I don't want to haul it away because I don't have the money, so I'm just going to kick it into the river. You know, they just come and arrest you. But here it was a completely predetermined outcome sort of thing. Kind of a scam. Do you think that it will finally get done? Will it ever get done, in your opinion? Yay or nay? What do you think? Let me know. 770-563-3770-KMED. We'll also have a Diner 62 quiz before we take off and some emails of the day. Got some good ones this morning, okay? 770-563-3. Your call's next.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
The remodeling sale is underway at Garrison's Crater Lake Highway Showroom. Our CEO,
that's me,
told us to do whatever it takes to move new furniture out of the door so we can give our original location a much-needed makeover.
I took crayons and marked everything down.
You marked everything down?
Yep.
How low?
I don't know. I made up the prices.
Oh, boy.
Is 25 cents too much for a sectional?
Well, so much for breaking even.
Garrison's remodeling sale.
Now at the Crater Lake Highway location.
Garrison's.com.
This Monday, the much-anticipated total eclipse will pass over America from Uvalde, Texas, all the way to Houghton, Maine, a beautiful sight for millions. But a few TikTok whack jobs say it's the end of the world. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by The Current. Join a half a million who trust The Current each day. Sign up at winfromkim.com, and you're entered to win a $500 gift card. That's winfromkim.com. Want some fun? Catch the TikTok's warning to be ready for power and cell phone outages, and stock up on food, water, and cash. because God's judgment is coming with the eclipse. For proof, they offer that the path of totality sweeps over 8 towns, all with the biblical name Nineveh of Jonah and the whale fame, proving God's judgment is here. Well, not so fast. 2 towns named Nineveh in Indiana and Ohio will see the eclipse, as will Santa Claus, Indiana, and Ding Dong, Texas. And I guarantee you that God will bring neither donuts nor an early Christmas this year. Enter to win a $500 gift card right now at winfromkim.com.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
And now your call, 770-5633. We got Klamath River sediment. You think that'll ever get trucked out, should it? And all sorts of other things. The earthquake, is it connected with the eclipse? I'll hear a lot of that on Ground Zero and Coast to Coast tonight, for sure. And another fun one here I wanted to bring up. I was looking at some marketing slogans, and obviously most of the marketing slogans right now are written by millennials because they're in their prime earning years within the advertising agencies. And I'm looking at some of them like, here's a packet of Splenda, artificial sweetener. I know Lucretia is going to say, Bill, it will kill you. Everything's killing me, Lucretia. I get it. But Splenda, every day is a new opportunity. And then here is some lemon ginger tea. And I was looking at the slogan on the back of it, which says, take this moment just for you. Doesn't that sound like, millennial thinking in which it's the feels, right? And I love you millennials. I got two, I got a millennial daughter, right? That sort of thing. It's all about the feels. And of course, me being a boomer, okay, boomer, right? That's that kind of thing. Actually, even though I feel more like Gen X, honestly. If I was to rewrite this for boomer sensibility, instead of take this moment just for you, it would be pull your head out of your ass and get back to work. You know, that would be my slogan. Take this moment just for you. Oh, it's so narcissistic, some of this. Anyway, if you were to write various slogans for different generations, let me know how you would write it. So, for me, the boomer T would be pull your head out of your ass and get back to work, slacker. And then for Gen X, I might rewrite it and then say, all right, drink this tea and then get back to work, although life is hopeless. Maybe that would be the proper way of looking at it for Gen X. And then it would be, take this moment just for you, according to the... well, take this moment just for you and then call your therapist. That would be for the millennial. And then for Gen Z, it would be, I need to call up my grandparents and borrow money for the cup of tea. All right, let's have some fun with it. 770-5633. Let me go to Rick first. Rick, you wanted to talk about the sediment issue that Captain Bill was digging into. Go right ahead, Rick from Medford.
Yes, Bill, I moved here from Grand Junction, Colorado, which had a uranium mill tailings pile mm-hmm. that became a Superfund site.
Right.
And the volume of that material to move out of where it was stored took about 5 or 6 years, and they had the infrastructure to do that. There were rail lines there. There were good roads, and they moved it to one spot, and then they moved it again, and then they moved it a third time. I went down and looked at just the Iron Gate, and the road situation down there was deteriorating from what I was told by another individual down there looking at things.
Yeah, the road is pretty poor shape. Yeah.
They were in pretty poor shape, and he said they were markedly changing week by week. This other gentleman told me that. But my point being is there's 100 to thousands of times the volume of material that there were in those mill tailing sites in western Colorado. So my feeling is that that material is never going to be trucked out of there, moved out of there in any way, shape, or form. It's there forever. And I think it's just going to become a lawyer's playground.
That's an interesting take on that, Rick. I appreciate your thought, especially comparing what happened in Colorado. You could be right. 770-5633. Let me go to Al in the Applegate. Hello, Al. Morning.
Hey, good morning. So I'm calling this morning about equity. So I don't know.
Now, remember, equity means you didn't earn it, okay? Right?
I don't know if anybody happened to notice. I kind of geek out on the USGS website. Last night, there were two mid-4 earthquakes west of Susanville and south of Lassen, kind of in that general area. And nobody even yawned about it. But now New York gets a mid-4 earthquake, and everybody's excited. And I think I'm excited because that's earthquake equity. They get some, too.
Oh, that's it. But they didn't earn it. Okay. They need earthquake equity, too. And
kind of to tie that in with your comments about the eclipse that's coming and how everybody kind of thinks that's a sign of the end of the earth.
Right.
In the Bible, I'm quite certain that the Bible says absolutely nothing about eclipses, absolutely nothing. But it does talk about earthquakes in diverse places as being a sign of the end of the world. So maybe they should be focusing on that instead.
You know, an interesting wrinkle, Al, when it comes to the global warming arguments is the earth warming or cooling. Generally speaking, earthquakes tend to increase when the planet overall is cooling. Did you know that?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's because the crust is shrinking, and then you end up getting additional pressures that are brought to bear as it's shrinking, and earthquakes tend to be more of a problem. And I didn't realize that, but I thought that was an interesting scientific wrinkle, that if you really do see a big upsurge in earthquake activity, it's usually a sign not of the earth warming but of cooling. And I thought that was an interesting sidelight to it. Appreciate your call, as always. Let me go to Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Good to have you on Find Your Phone Friday. Welcome.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this whole climate thing is just too easy.
Yeah?
Put the dams back.
Put the dams back. But Mother Nature is angry with this, with dams in there. The fish, Jerry.
The fish don't care, and the river doesn't care. Put the dams back, and the problem's solved, and we can go about our business.
All right.
We're making this too dang difficult.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your call. Like I said, it's open phones, all comers. Let me go to Tom. Tom's in Talent. Hey, Tom. Welcome.
Morning, Bill. Well, you're kind of putting a bash on my warm and fuzzy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. I didn't want to put a bash on it. Let's hear it.
All righty. Well, you asked the question, will it be taken care of? You know, I think the way things are, the way the COVID vaccine is going to be killing millions of Americans. So what happens around the climate there is just a passing blip on the radar screen. Really doesn't matter. You know, I mean, whoever dies and the wildlife and so forth, it's nothing.
You could be right about that, because when you have the folks that want to pull off an environmental crime, they don't do an environmental crime like, let's say, through the Bay Area, where there's a lot of people that would have a lot of juice, so to speak, you know, to be able to make some changes. Would that be fair?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So we just got hillbillies up around climates, and so
not just hillbillies, gap tooth hillbillies, and I say that affectionately, given that I come from several families worth of gap tooth hillbillies. Okay, all right.
Ditto.
Thank you for the call. 770-5633. Let me go to Matt. Hello, Matt. What's going on in your world today? Huh?
Well, I feel an obligation to clear something up. All day yesterday, didn't matter where I tuned or where I read, they kept talking about those CPAP marks on Joe Biden's face.
The what now?
The CPAP marks. there were marks apparently from the straps for a CPAP mask on his face.
Oh, I did not read any stories about that. I must be going to the wrong news sources here.
Oh, well, Markley Van Camp and Robbins talked about it. I mean, it was on Fox all day. You name it, it was up there. And I'm just going to clear it up because I'm somewhat of an expert in this particular area.
All right.
Those are not marks from the strap of a CPAP mask. They're marks from a horse bit. And that's where Jill Biden hooks up to steer Joe Biden. So they're actually bit marks. Very common.
Uh-huh.
The head stall isn't fitted properly. It'll leave bit marks on the side of the horse's face. That's what everybody is saying. That's what that is. And I would like to turn something over to you. I'd like you to...
Yeah, by the way, hold on just a second, though. Kind of like you when Brad called, you know, and we had, what was it, who called yesterday? The guy calls in with a joke every now and then. The SLM fella. Yeah, Brad. Yeah, Brad called. Yeah, and so we're happy to, you know, we need a good laugh. A good laugh every now and then, okay? All right.
That's what it has to be. But I want you to push this out if you could. Help me out here. It's got to catch on. CGI Joe. We have G.I. Joe, mm-hmm. You know, Joe Biden. CGI Joe. Because it's been out there for conspiracy that a lot of the times when you see him talking, it's actually AI. But I couldn't come up with anything clever with AI, so I like CGI.
I do like that. Computer Generation I, Joe, all right?
Yep.
CGI Joe. Yeah, so let's take it further. Are we going to have a CGI Joe with lifelike hair and beard, or is it going to be CGI Joe with Kung Fu Grip? What do you think?
Kung Fu Grip. Always have to go with the Kung Fu Grip.
Kung Fu Grip. All right, that
Kung
was the
Kung Fu Grip. Yep.
Did you have one of those dolls when you were a kid?
I'm going to embarrassingly tell you, no, we didn't have the money. My mom got me an Action Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember that. That was something that my younger brother was into. Now, I'm a couple years older than you, right? I did have the original G.I. Joe, the original first one, the actual, you know, first model. And gosh, I wish I'd hung on to all that kind of stuff. And I had the Jeep with the searchlight on the back of it, all those kind of things. And of course, we beat the daylights out of it in the sandbox and had all sorts of fun. But remember, we boys, we didn't play with dolls. We played with action figures.
Action figures. And I want to throw some. I'm actually holding in my hand Mattel Electronics. It's their little football game with the six buttons on it.
Yeah.
Where you have the little red dot.
Yeah.
I have one. It's in my desk. And whenever I get bored, I'll pull that thing out and play a couple touchdowns.
Too much fun. Too much fun.
Have
I love
weekend,
it.
Bill.
All right. Two. By the way, my original G.I. Joe, he was just a regular old guy. It was actually a larger doll than the ones that they used later, I can recall. You know, it was larger. And had like a scar underneath his eye, if I recall correctly. Yeah, that was my action figure. My action figure, there was the bazooka, there was the Jeep with the searchlight, and I would imagine they're probably worth a lot of money now if they were in good shape and I had the box, right? Who would have known that? All could have funded my retirement if my parents had said, Billy, hang on to the box and save it and treat it really nice and put it away. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. And some boomer will collect it later.
Access your stored items in comfort. Storage at Exit 24 has climate-controlled elevator access units from 5x5 to 10x30 that are warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and always well-lit and secure. Visit storageatexit24.com.
Do you have an electrical checklist at your house that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need a dimmer switch installed? Completed. Fan installation? Completed. Breaker problem? Completed. New plug by your favorite chair? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus. Specializing in residential electric jobs, call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at CompletedElectricPlus.com.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Thank you for nominating nearly 1,000 businesses for this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions and Bi-Coastal Media. Voting begins on Wednesday, April 10th at noon. Meanwhile, Bi-Coastal Media invites you to check out the winners of last year's contest at bestofsouthernoregon.com. Browse nearly 200 categories to see the best suppliers of goods and services. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com and look forward to voting for this year's nominees starting Wednesday, April 10th at noon.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Remember, it's open phones. Anything goes here. 770-5633. I'll be back to the phones here in just a moment because we need another laugh. And Dad Joke of the Day, which is sponsored. Anything that we could do to cleanse the palate, right? Dad Joke sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Your source for North Star flatbeds, Pacific truck service bodies, job box, other brands of toolboxes through Byers Projects, lift gates, Delco dump trailers, tarp system, and the proverbial, much, much more. And they have a pretty good sense of humor over at the Two Dogs Fabricating. Talent Tony is the winner of a Dad Joke of the Day. I took my wife to Seven Feathers last week to our anniversary, and it didn't cost me a dime. I took the freeway. Tony, I love it. Thanks for cleansing the palate this morning on the Bill Myers Show. Just go to twodogsfab.com and submit your jokes, okay? We got a bunch of them. We'll have some more next week for that matter. Michael Shaw's on right now. Hello, Michael. What are you thinking?
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you too, Michael. What's on your mind?
Well, I got introduced yesterday to a gentleman. His name is Peter Zihan, Z-E-I-H-A-N, who does all sorts of videos on YouTube. And they're little 4 or 5 minute clips, but about geopolitical topics. And this guy is extremely insightful. It's very next level thinking and analyst of what's really going on in the world.
Can you give me an example of what Peter Zihan, Zihan has been doing that really struck you as thought provoking, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of them was about China's collapse, and his take on it is that China's collapse is not if it's going to happen, but he says it actually started happening 30 years ago. And they really are going to be a non-power in the world based upon they have aged out. They have the world's highest over 60 population, which is about 50% of their population.
Yeah, you popped me a note about that, we think that the United States of America is graying and you know, demographics being destiny, right? You know, that sort of thing. China has more than 50% of its population is elderly, right?
Right. But also their extreme housing issue, it's not that they have a lack of housing. They have hundreds of thousands of empty housing. You know, they just don't have people to fill up what they've spent trillions of dollars on building. That's one of the topics. Another topic he touches on current stuff as well, like the Gaza-Israel issues going on, and very insightful about the countries around Israel who just will not absolutely, positively, never intercede on this, like the Egyptians who really don't want Palestinians around at all. They'd like to see them gone.
Well, and, you know, and this is an intractable problem there because, say what you will, you know, it's very difficult to just be able, and I know I might get some people angry, you know, when I say this, and is that Does Israel have a right to exist? Yes, absolutely. You know, we all have a right to exist. And yet, we do have a true humanitarian crisis there in Gaza, too. I can't look away from that, right? You know, does that mean that I'm a supporter of Hamas? No. And these are like two contradictory. I don't know. How does he see something like that? This is the stickiest wicket of wicked. You know, we're talking several million people that are mostly hostile to what's inside, right? It's really weird.
Yeah.
How'd you deal with that?
The video that I saw of him talking about Israel and Gaza last night didn't really talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But he was talking about the surrounding countries. Like Syria, he said, can't do anything. They've got their own internal civil war going on and such, and Lebanon won't do anything because of this. But the guy, you got to listen to some of his videos because they're extremely next-level thinking at a very high level. And it changed my perspective on some of the issues around the world.
Interesting. Well, I will definitely look it up and try to add it to my YouTube diet, okay? I'll do that.
Yeah, no, they're really easy 4 and 5 minute clips, so they're not like they're going to take you hours of going through. You can jump from topic to topic. As I said, amazing that I've never heard of this guy until yesterday, and a friend turned around to me.
All right, Michael, I appreciate the suggestion too. Always happy to spread some good information, and thanks for calling. Okay, really do.
Take care.
All right, thank you. 770-5633. Let me go to line one. Hi, KMD, KCMD. Morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
How's your mom doing? Hope she's doing better.
There's a possibility she might get released today, and then the nursing staff at Prov will breathe a sigh of relief, okay?
no doubt.
We'll see. Well, if not today, it'll be tomorrow morning, one way or the other, I think. So we'll
see.
Very
good. We are having a flag rally tomorrow at our office, Josephine County Republican Party office, across from the courthouse, 513 6th Street. And that should be an excellent event. Candidates will be there, be able to meet candidates and talk to them. And we'll be talking about the big absolute no on the Charter Amendment 17116, which is a disaster for our county, a hard no for everyone. But if people still have questions, there'll be opportunities to check that out. And on April 27th, looking down the road a little bit, Saturday, April 27th, we have an all-day Patriots Conference from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that is going to be, man, the speakers that we have for that, you're going to be one of the speakers. I think you always do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
Kevin Starrett's going to be live streamed, but Joel Altman will be there on talking about election integrity. We're going to have Don Powers as a fantastic guy. He's with the election integrity, but he's also working with human trafficking. So we'll get a little update about what's going on with human trafficking and the things that they're doing. This is going to be a fantastic conference on April 27th from 10 to 6, all-day conference.
You know, both Kevin and I are, because I was talking with Kevin about this yesterday. I know he ended up calling you, too. We're looking to also make this Patriots conference as much as possible. What are some good action plans that we could come up with, well, positive action? Because one of my concerns, and I bet you've probably felt the same way, is that so often we on the right wing of things or the right side of things have been programmed that, well, we're just going to sit here and we're going to pound you for 2 hours about how horrible it is in some ways with the situation. And we already know that. We're kind of awake. You know, we don't need to awaken. I think we're already mostly awake to it. Would you agree? You know, and it's like...
I do agree.
Yeah.
I do agree. And any revenue that we ever generate goes to candidates and goes to getting things done, getting information out to citizens.
And that's what I appreciate about your Patriot thing. I'm so happy to help you with that. And so and that'll be, by the way, how much does that cost to get in?
Well, VIP that allows you to sit in the front row and actually have really a good interaction with the various speakers is $100.
Uh-huh.
We have $50 general admission for all day. We have $20 for veterans and, or military and students. And anybody who, you know, just really does not feel that they can afford to go, they should contact our office. We do have a limited number of comp tickets. We want everybody there.
All right. That'll be at the Josephine County Fairgrounds again on 3 weeks from tomorrow. 3 weeks from tomorrow. All right, Holly, we'll talk with you more about it as time goes on, okay? Happy to help.
All right.
All right.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We will have a great talk. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Welcome. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, Jerry. What's going on with you?
I just saw a great movie called The Iron Claw.
The Iron Claw. Okay.
And
where'd you see it?
Well, I saw it on Dish, of course.
Okay.
And it was so riveting about a family that really existed. Fritz von Erich was a wrestler. And I'm usually not interested in all that stuff, but it kind of made all the Rocky movies look pale in comparison.
No kidding.
And it was about a whole family and what happened to them and all, his rise to fame and all of that. And then what happened along the way with his children. And I mean, it was just so moving and scary about when you get fame and you have children, what do you instill in those children? Is it more important that they have their own life or the life that you wanted and you didn't get?
All right. So you recommend The Iron Claw for this weekend, for weekend viewing. Okay. Thank you so much.
Zac Efron is in there.
I love it. And thanks for letting me know, because I would probably have looked at that and saw that it was about wrestling or something, went and moved along. All right. But I'll give it another look. And let me grab line two before the news break, and because we're going to do a Diner 62 quiz after that. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel, up in the Iron Gate. How are you, and what's up?
Yeah, phoning from Ground Zero. Well, I've listened to the whole report there from our buddy Will, Captain Bob Bill, and I agree 100% with him, but I think we ought to contain the mess. If it was up to Joel, we'd plug up the Iron Gate. Is it still there? 99% of the Iron Gate Dam still there. It could be plugged up. And at least we'd contain it all in one spot and let it go 180 miles to the ocean. Mm. And immediately start getting every loader we can out there and surface dredges and suck all that crap out of there. And
one challenge that you're dealing with is that who is we, though? Because the license and the possession of that property is not within the people right now.
Don't you love the term "we" has been extended in the dictionary?
I know. Just to bring
"we" the people.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me put it this way here, Joel. Since we're dreaming, and fellas can be allowed to dream, right? They should be plugging it up, and I would agree with you. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, and I hope you have a decent weekend in spite of the absurdities of it all. Never asked to believe that. Let's destroy the river, and it'll restore the river. We know who was writing the press releases back in the 1960s and 70s, huh? All right, let's do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Diner 62 is just great stuff. Today is Clam Chowder Friday at Diner 62. Come on in, have a bowl or grab some to go, and a great special that they have. Oh, I had one with one pork chop with eggs, but right now they have two pork chops and eggs. And they do that on the weekends. And crispy chicken sandwiches, it's money. 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends, too, with hash browns and toast. And it's not just a 8-ounce steak. It's an 8-ounce good steak. Diner 62, just south of White City, all right? Jump on that. And we'll start with caller number 8-770-5633. And we'll talk about this afternoon. Jump in. We'll have fun.
Purchase a new Wayne Dalton garage door and genie opener and get $150 cash back at American Industrial Door. Now through April, choose a Wayne Dalton steel door, including modern, traditional, and carriage house styles, and get $100 cash back, then pair it with a genie opener for another $50 cash back. American Industrial Door will help you find the perfect mix of style and functionality to replace your old door. See the possibilities at America Industrial Door showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue in Central Point and in Grants Pass on Union Avenue.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Grants Pass City Council is researching ways to fund public safety after a recent food and beverage tax idea was not well received by the public. Last month, the City Council directed staff to create two ordinances, a food and beverage tax and a monthly utility fee, in an effort to close a $3 million funding gap for public safety. This week, the council said it's now considering a transitional tax of a 1% surcharge on retail gross revenue within the city. Mayor Sarah Bristol said the council wants to make a decision by July. Then, a federal grand jury charged a Medford man with illegally possessing and selling explosives. According to court documents, 56-year-old Wesley Allen Armstrong was arrested late March 2024 after selling cast explosives, non-electric shock tube detonators, and fentanyl. Armstrong was charged with distributing explosives, possessing with intent to distribute and distributing fentanyl, and possessing a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Then the Oakland A's are now moving to Sacramento temporarily. The Athletics are already set to move to Las Vegas. The Tropicana Hotel shut down this week to make way for the A's new stadium. That facility won't be ready until 2028. Rather than extend their lease at the Coliseum, Sacramento's Sutter Health Park will play host for the 2025 through 2027 seasons. That's a look at your morning headlines. I'm Natalie Serna for NBC 5 News. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Diner 62, Real American Quiz. And today it is a quiz about... well, one of our biggest business people of all time, and that would be Howard Hughes. So let's go to Eric. Eric is on line one. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Eric, it was today in history, 1976, April 5th. Business magnate and famed aviator Howard Hughes kicks the bucket, one of the richest men to emerge from the American West during the 20th century. He dies while flying from Acapulco to Houston. Not much of an extrovert, really. He became really reclusive after 1950 and operating through managers who rarely saw him in person. He bought up vast tracts of real estate in California, Arizona, and Nevada that skyrocketed in value, so he got filthy rich. In 1967, he became involved in the Nevada gaming industry when he bought a famous hotel and casino on the Las Vegas Strip. Which property did he initially buy? Which of these five? It's either A, the Sands, B, the Stardust, C, the Desert Inn, was it D, the Dunes, or was it E, the Riviera? It's one of those five. What do you say?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to guess the Riviera.
The Riviera, good a guess as any. And I'm sorry, Eric, I was pulling for you, but no, was not the Riviera. Let me go to Rich. Hello, Rich. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
Doing good, thank you.
So Howard Hughes ended up buying a hotel on the Strip. What did he initially buy? Was it the Sands, the Stardust, the Desert Inn, or the Dunes? What do you say?
The Sands.
The Sands. Good one. No, it's not the one. I'm trying, though. We're pulling for you. Let me go to Mike from Weimar. Hello, Mike.
It's not
It's not the Dunes. It's either the Sands, the Stardust, or the Desert Inn. What do you say?
How about the Desert Inn?
The Desert Inn. Survey says, yeah. You're going, buddy. Faced with a huge tax bill in California, he decided to move to Vegas in late 66. He came by private train car, took up residence on the top floor of the Desert Inn. When the hotel's owner tried to evict him in order to free up rooms for the high-rolling guests, Hughes decided to buy the place out. In other words, he said, you're not going to kick me out. I buy this. So he bought the place for $13 million. And then he went on a Vegas buying spree. He snapped up the Castaways, the New Frontier, Landmark Hotel, and the Sands, plus an airport and an airline, various tracts of undeveloped land. And also because Hughes, by then a recluse who never left his Desert Inn penthouse, he wanted to watch his favorite old movies on late-night TV. The city had no all-night station, so he bought a TV station so he could watch this stuff too. Well, I'll tell you, talk about having a lot of money. Right, Mike? And then after 4 years in Vegas, in which he became one of the state's biggest employers and private landowners. He left abruptly in 1970. However, he spent the final 6 years of his life living in hotels in the Bahamas, the Nicaragua, Vancouver, London, and Acapulco. So for you being lucky enough there, you're going to Diner 62. Hang on, and we'll get you all set up, and we'll have another one of these quizzes probably Monday or Tuesday. We'll see when the Diner 62 gods permit. I said when they permit. There we go.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
First, we place our sow's ear into the device, shut the door, press the button, and voila! A beautiful silk purse. Wow.
Usually, people who make big claims can't deliver.
Hey, this is just a hot sow's ear!
But not at Lithia Body and Paint. Since 1946, we've been providing collision repairs so good, it's like it never happened. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Tough new restrictions could be coming for the border.
What? What are you talking about? Tough new restrictions.
Border battle. President Biden considering taking executive action.
The president.
I know, your head's about to explode.
It is.
That's the kind of stuff that Joe Biden got rid of to begin with. Morons.
Don't ever tell you that. They won't tell you
that. Plus the fact we've been told time and time again that he can't do that.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago he said he couldn't do it.
9 to noon on KMED and KCMD.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Well, at least we know cable TV is going to be unwatchable this weekend because it's only going to be about the magnitude 4.8 earthquake that rattled New York City. Everyone's fine. But, you know, nothing will change there. Just, you know, nothing is ever bad until it happens to New York City. And then that's, you know, just the way it goes. Let's go to Richard Emmons. Hello, Richard Emmons, publisher of the Josephine County Eagle. And actually, it's not the Josephine County. Actually, it's the Oregon Eagle now, right? And Josephine County Edition. Or tell me, give me the latest on that. We'll get this figured out here, Richard. I'll get your name correct. I know you're expanding. You're getting bigger. And we're always happy to see that. What's the story?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been covering the story on Christine Goodwin's residency controversy about, you know, when did she move into the district? You know, does she live in the district that she's running for state senate, as well as her house district? And it dawned on me that, you know, there's that problem. Like, when do they move? And then do they actually live in the house or apartment that they're claiming to live in for registration and for running for office?
Yeah, it's not enough just to have a room or someplace that you rent or have a contract with. I mean, do you actually live there? Do you really live there and do your stuff? I mean, we already know what it's like to have these Ron Wyden type of problems. I mean, he claims to, you know, be an Oregon senator, but he lives in New York most of the time.
That's right. That's right. And I just thought that with these proposed charter, particularly Josephine County, because it would have four districts within Josephine County, and as you've reported, in Jackson County, that's phase two, is to add districts to Jackson County.
Right.
But I was thinking about it, it's like, how many people that live in Josephine County have more than one property, you know, this is somebody who might own a place out in the country, 5 acres, you know, out in the county, and then maybe they have a place in Grants Pass, or maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If under the proposed districting, they could live out in the county but decide, I'm going to rent an apartment in another district where it's easier to win, and then I'm going to make that my voter ID, and I'll change my driver's license to it, so on and so forth. And they could pick and choose which part of Grants Pass do they want that apartment in, because each of the four districts have Grants Pass within them. So it opens up this whole big can of worms of literally division within the county, and the proposed charter doesn't cover this. It doesn't cover how someone establishes residency in one of the four Josephine County districts. And if the charter needs to get fixed, then they, you know, voters would need to vote on it. You would have to get 6,000 signatures or whatever the number is at that time, and then there'd have to be a campaign, and then the voters would have to vote it in to fix the charter if people abuse the districting. And it's just one more reason why this proposed charter replacement needs to get rejected by the voters in May.
It is a scheme. And it's, as I put in my argument against it, both I put an argument in the Josephine County voters pamphlet against 17-116, and I put an argument in the Jackson County one for the same reason. These are Democratic Party deceptions, and it is deceitful, and it's under the guise of trying to fix a problem that's not in need of fixing. They really haven't identified a problem. The real problem, Richard, as we well know, is that Democrats have had difficulty winning state or countywide elections because people are pretty much akin to the radical agenda behind most of what they're looking for. And so I'm glad you brought up another interesting wrinkle of what would happen with districts. And believe me, they're going for the whole ball of wax in Josephine County. They're looking at you as ripe for the plundering. And Jackson County, they're trying to fool people by, oh, we're just going to go for 5 right now. But, yeah, they'll be back for districts next. You know it. And thank you for reporting on that. And your website again, so people can go to you and subscribe, please. I hope they do.
Yep. OregonEagle.com.
OregonEagle.com. Thank you very much for that. All right, 770-5633. Hello. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning, Todd in Central Point. Real quick.
Hi, well, Todd.
Another day when you have more time, I'll talk to you about Adam Schiff, who I met years ago, and his carpet bagging into his district.
No kidding.
Another story. But you mentioned Howard Hughes, and it reminds me of the controversy about his death and his last will and testament in Mormon Church, and the guy who picked him up hitchhiking, and the movie about him, and his decline in his last years. I remember seeing this cartoon way back in the day, right after he died. It shows this skinny guy with his beard all the way down to the floor, and the room's covered with Kleenex boxes, and he's writing out on a scratch piece of paper. It says, "I, Howard Hughes, being of sound mind and body, dot, dot, dot." have a great week.
It was very sad, though, really, in the end of it. And you think about, you ever wonder about what someone like him could have accomplished and maybe even done more good had he been able to hang on to a sound mind, really, rather than withdrawing?
He was very pro-American. Remember that whole Glomar Explorer thing and trying to bring up that, you know, that Soviet sub from the bottom all sneaky? That was great.
Yeah, it was, indeed. I forgot about that. Thanks for the reminder. Take care, Todd.
Bye-bye.
It is 8:57. I said it is 8:57. I pushed the button.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in Southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Plowser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Plowser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Plowser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit PlowserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Tracy's in California. Tracy, great to have you on. And I'm going to squeeze you in before we head into the weekend. What's on your mind?
So just want to talk a little bit more about Howard Hughes. It's fascinating. Of course, if anybody would like to go to the museum up there by McMinnville, the HK1 Hughes Spruce Goose is right there.
That's right.
And take a look at. I got to have the pleasure. My late father was a docent up there at the museum, so I got to sit in the pilot seat. And bizarre thing about it is that Howard Hughes was already a little bit bonkers when he was building the airplane. He had his own separate air intake in the pilot seat.
He was outside. A clean freak, wasn't he, right? He didn't want to share air with anyone.
And for you radio freaks, all the radios in there are Bendixes, and they're still sitting inside. That plane would have never made a second flight. It was already being there were people in the back of the plane during that first flight saying, hey, we're having issues with the tail and the back section. It's going to split off. You can see the reinforcement work done on that plane. But the technology is called ground effect, and NASA and everybody else is studying ground effect fast planes that would be a few hundred feet at most above the sea. So.
Tracy, what a great story. Great story. Thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate that, okay?
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
All right. Hey, I plan on it. Great story. I love that people are able to flesh out a question like that. Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. Dr. Steve Nelson, of course, sits next to the new Mexican restaurant in Central Point. A newer, spacious location. They accept most dental plans. They offer one of their own for those that don't have dental insurance. Check it out. It's similar to dental insurance, but with better benefits and fewer limitations. Alan Bukta is going to be email of the day. He says, Bill, I really enjoyed the conversation the other day regarding the monument. You asked the question, when was the last time there was timber cut in the monument? I can't give you a specific date, but I was the forest manager responsible for planning and harvesting in that area from 1985 until the early 1990s. The area was generally referred to as the Soda Mountain Wilderness Study Area, as it was under consideration for protection reserves, or review rather. But at the time, cooler heads prevailing, harvesting did not cease waiting for a decision. Logging continued in its normal pace. Example, planting was not prohibited and things were normal. They were cutting trees. Prior to my tenure as forest manager in 1985, there was regular harvesting to this area up until the time when BHO suddenly declared the area around Soda Mountain, including up into the Hyatt Lake area, to be a monument. I guess the, quote, studying had gone on long enough and the enviro influence, specifically Dave Willis, had enough pressure in the right places to get an executive order enacted. So with the swipe of a pen, all logging ceased in an area that had been managed since the BLM existed to morph into the Bureau of Lazy Men. I shudder to think of the consequences of no harvesting, poor road maintenance, and no Klamath River lakes to help put out fires. And they will come. In my honest opinion, there are still some good people in the BLM, but the agency is a mere shadow of what it once was. I could go on and on about that, but that's about it for all. Looking forward to the discussions with Greg and your loyal fan. Alan, that is very kind. Thank you so much for writing about that. Judy from Gold Hill says, Bill, you kind of shut down Francine's opinion on Christine Goodwin the other morning. Some of us who met with her and were paying attention when she ran for District 4 certainly noticed her arrogance and a sort of disdain for her potential constituents. Her political ladder climb ambitions weren't hidden very well. Judy, I wasn't trying to shut down Francine, but mostly it was that we don't know the whole truth of the matter at this point, and I'm hoping that the candidate will just let it come out. Okay.
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445.